Imagine getting slapped with mandatory physical fingerprinting and federal background checks.
Right. And the threat of thousands of dollars in heavy metal water contamination fines.
Yeah, all of that. Just because you wanted to wash a Honda Civic in a residential driveway.
I mean, it sounds totally absurd when you frame it that way, because, you know, you think of washing a car as this peaceful Sunday afternoon chore.
With a bucket and a hose.
Exactly, just a bucket and a hose. But when you try to actually monetize it, that innocent chore suddenly becomes this massive legal and logistical liability.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are looking at an incredibly eclectic and frankly massive stack of documents.
It's quite the pile.
It really is. I'm talking about public transit passenger handbooks, municipal wastewater fee ordinances, digital marketing case studies, and a stack of confidential business strategy reports for a company called Meridian Mobile Detailing, or MMD.
Right, and the goal here is to really dig into those reports.
Exactly. The mission for this deep dive is to reverse engineer the invisible machinery of launching a modern local service business.
So, okay, let's unpack this. Because whether you are an entrepreneur looking for an edge or a marketing nerd, or maybe you're just someone who occasionally pays for a car wash or a lawn trim, understanding what actually goes on behind the scenes is going to completely change how you view your neighborhood economy.
It really shifts your entire perspective on what it means to be a small business today. Because, before a business can even think about acquiring customers or like building a brand, it has to physically exist.
Right, it has to operate in the real world.
Yeah. And for a mobile service business, the real world is essentially a gauntlet of local bureaucracy.
Which is exactly where MMD's story begins in these strategy reports. I mean, they originally planned to launch as a fairly standard residential cleaning and detailing business. You know, keep overhead low, travel to the client, simple enough.
But the logistical roadblocks they hit immediately were just bizarre, totally bizarre. For instance, their initial model relied on using public transit to move technicians around the city.
To avoid the massive cost of a fleet of commercial vans,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. But when you actually read the Rides Mass Transit District, the RMTD passenger handbook, it strictly prohibits large carry-on items, folding carts, gas cans, and flammable liquids.
Meaning you literally cannot transport a traditional gas-powered pressure washer or heavy chemical buckets onto a city bus.
Right. So you're instantly forced to buy commercial vehicles, pay for commercial auto insurance, deal with parking. I mean, it completely destroys the low overhead model before you've even launched.
It does.
But looking through these municipal ordinances, the transportation issue seems like a minor speed bump compared to the water issue.
Oh, absolutely. The water regulations are the true existential threat to a traditional detailing startup.
Yeah.
We have documents here from the Four Rivers Sanitation Authority, or FRSA, and their regulations around municipal wastewater are incredibly strict.
Yeah.
And, well, for good reason, frankly.
Right, because if you are washing cars traditionally in a driveway, you're blasting away brake dust.
Which contains heavy metals like chromium. You're also washing away dissolved motor oils, transmission fluids, and really harsh chemical degreasers.
And all that toxic soup just runs straight down the driveway, into the street, and directly into the municipal storm sewer system.
Which often empties directly into local rivers and water tables. So, because of this, municipalities like the FRSA charge steep fees for what they call wastewater pollutant analysis.
Wow.
Yeah, they actively test and treat incompatible pollutants like cyanide and grease trap waste.
So to comply legally as a commercial operation, a traditional wash setup often requires installing expensive infrastructure,
Right, things like triple basins.
which are literal concrete structures in the ground, right?
Exactly, to separate grease and water. And heavy-duty containment mats to ensure absolutely zero contaminated water hits the storm drain.
And on top of the environmental agencies, the city of Meridia itself steps in. Like, they demand specialized mobile sales unit licenses, the fingerprinting we mentioned earlier, and strict environmental runoff mitigation plans. I have to admit, reading this, it feels almost comical.
It's a lot.
Wait, this sounds like trying to launch a space shuttle just to get the right to wash a Honda Civic. How does a small startup survive this level of red tape? It seems like you'd go bankrupt just paying for the permits to exist.
Well, you survive by completely changing your physical product. MMD realized they couldn't just work harder, and they certainly couldn't afford to buy expensive permits and containment mats on day one.
Right.
So they had to innovate, technically. The municipal rules essentially forced a technological pivot. They abandoned traditional washing entirely and shifted to a waterless and rinseless mobile detailing operation.
That sounds like a contradiction, honestly. A waterless car wash. Like, how does that physically
work? What's fascinating here is the advanced chemistry they deploy to bypass the regulations. By ditching the 100-gallon water tanks, the high PSI pressure washers, and the noisy gas generators, MMD managed to fit their entire operational business into a single heavy-duty tactical backpack.
A whole business in a backpack.
Yeah.
Which immediately solves the public transit problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can walk right onto the RMTD bus with a backpack without violating any of their passenger rules.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you still have to clean a filthy car when you get off that bus.
You do, and you rely on chemical surfactants and polymer lubricants to do the heavy lifting.
Okay.
The sources detail specific products they use, like Optimum No Rinse, which is often called ONR in the industry, and CarPro Ec2O.
So no high pressure water at all?
None. Instead of blasting dirt away with gallons of highly pressurized water, the technician uses a small battery-powered Works HydroShot, or even just a hand pump Venus Pro sprayer, to apply a very fine mist of these diluted polymers directly onto the vehicle's paint.
So it's more like a chemical treatment than a wash. Like, are they spraying microscopic bubble wrap over the dirt?
Think of it less like bubble wrap and more like microscopic magnets. The polymers in these solutions are formulated to be highly substantive to the paint surface.
Substantive, meaning they stick to it.
Right. When they make contact with dirt particles, they physically encapsulate the abrasive grit, lift it slightly off the clear coat, and suspend it in the chemical solution.
Okay, but you still have to physically remove it. Doesn't wiping encapsulated dirt across a car's hood just scratch the paint to pieces? I mean, that's what I would assume.
That's where the second half of the equation comes in. Once the dirt is encapsulated, the technician wipes it away using ultra-soft 300 to 500 GSM microfiber towels.
Just to clarify for anyone unfamiliar, what is GSM?
Oh, it stands for grams per square meter. It's a measurement of fabric density. So a 500 GSM towel is incredibly plush and thick. Instead of pushing dirt across the surface, the deep pile of the microfiber gives the encapsulated dirt particles a place to hide deep inside the towel's fibers, safely away from the paint.
Wow, that is an incredibly elegant solution. And the regulatory win here is the real genius. Because they are just applying a fine mist and wiping it up with plush towels, there is zero wastewater runoff hitting the pavement.
Literally zero.
Which means they entirely bypass the FRSA permits, they don't need containment mats, and they don't have to pay municipal pollutant analysis fees. They are hypermobile, completely eco-friendly, and 100% legally compliant.
It's a masterclass in using applied science to solve a logistical and regulatory nightmare.
Absolutely.
But as we see in the next section of these strategy documents, having the perfect, eco-friendly, highly mobile physical product is really only half the battle, because the best physical product in the world is entirely worthless if you are digitally invisible.
And according to the technical audits in our stack, MMD was facing a catastrophic level of invisibility. Their primary web domain, meridianmobiledetailing.com, was completely offline due to a domain name system, or DNS, resolution error.
Which means the internet's phone book essentially deleted their number.
Right.
The domain failed to point to any active IP address, resulting in a total digital blackout, a 100% loss of inbound web traffic.
It's the equivalent of having a physical storefront where the front door has just vanished into a solid brick wall.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Now, my first instinct is to think, well, if you do great work, won't word of mouth carry you until the website is fixed? Like, people talk, you know.
They do talk, but we have to look at the psychology of the modern consumer to understand why a missing website is so fatal today. Without a digital presence, MMD was relying entirely on passive word of mouth. Someone tells a neighbor, hey, this technician did a phenomenal job on my truck. But the data in these marketing case studies shows that in today's economy, 90% of consumers rely on online reviews to validate those personal recommendations.
That makes total sense. Even if my best friend recommends a plumber, the very first thing I do is pull out my phone and search their name to make sure they look legitimate.
Precisely. And when that highly qualified warm referral searches for MMD and finds a broken link or an error page, it instantly breeds distrust.
Oh, for sure.
Instead of validating the friend's recommendation, the broken link suggests the business is unprofessional, technologically incompetent, or possibly entirely out of business.
So you essentially just handed that referral directly to a competitor who has a working website and a handful of Google reviews.
You did. And the digital marketing case studies in our stack highlight a striking phenomenon called the advocacy gap.
The advocacy gap.
Yeah. The data shows that while 83% of satisfied clients are willing to recommend a service to a friend if you ask them, only 29% actually do so organically without being systematically prompted.
Let me guess, the actual number of people who follow through and successfully convert a friend is even lower than 29%.
Significantly lower. The baseline service industry referral rate without a digital funnel to capture and convert those leads is about 2.35%.
Wait, 2.35%. So if you were just doing good work and hoping people talk about it, you are leaving 97% of your growth to absolute chance.
Exactly.
So that is a slow death sentence for a startup.
It is entirely unsustainable.
Okay, so they have a bulletproof operational model in the backpack, but they need to fix this digital blackout immediately. Here's where it gets really interesting. Because to survive, MMD had to map out the local heavyweights in the Meridian, Treasure Valley, and Rockford markets and reverse engineer a strategy to outmaneuver them.
And the competitor matrix in these reports is intense.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The local titans are highly capitalized and deeply entrenched. You have Gemstar Detailing, which is aggressively pushing $499 packages, boasting 10-year Systemix ceramic coating warranties.
Right, and then you have the Detail Guy, utilizing a dynamic API scheduling system.
API scheduling.
Yeah, meaning their calendar talks directly to the booking software so customers can lock in an appointment instantly without ever speaking to a human being.
And then you have Diehard Detailing, charging upwards of $1,200 for multi-stage paint corrections. And on the absolute opposite end of the spectrum, you have app-based gig economy networks like PandaHub offering express driveway details for just $79.
It is an incredibly crowded battlefield.
Which makes me wonder, if MMD is desperate for cash flow and just needs customers fast to survive, why not just buy Google Ads for cheap car wash near me and scoop up all the volume?
Because playing a volume game against venture-backed apps and automated drive-thrus is the fastest way to bleed a small budget dry. MMD's strategy explicitly rejects broad match keywords like cheap car wash. Yeah, if you bid on those, you are attracting highly price-sensitive customers who are looking for a $10 wash and will never upgrade to your premium services.
You're paying for clicks from people you don't even want as customers.
Exactly.
So how do they cut through the noise if they aren't bidding on car wash?
They use targeted environmental SEO, search engine optimization, and highly specific exact match Google ads. MMD looks at the demographic data. The census reports in our stack show that 17.3% of Meridian households in specific zip codes earn over $200,000 annually.
Right.
These are affluent clients with expensive luxury vehicles who want to protect their investments. So instead of targeting the generic term car wash, MMD targets the specific environmental pain points of the region.
Wait, what does an environmental pain point look like in a search bar?
It looks like running ads for construction silica dust removal.
Oh, wow.
Because the Meridian area is undergoing rapid, massive housing development, construction dust is everywhere, and it's highly abrasive to clear coats. In the summer, they target UV bug etch decontamination.
And in the winter?
In the winter, they shift the SEO entirely to winter salt corrosive countermeasures.
That is brilliant positioning. It completely changes the framing of the service. Like, you aren't selling a cosmetic luxury anymore. You're selling an absolute asset protection necessity.
Exactly. They capture a user who is actively looking for a solution to a specific urgent problem. Like someone desperately searching for engine bay detailing after accidentally driving their new SUV through a muddy construction zone.
Right.
And once they capture that high-intent search, they use the trust they build during the service to upsell them to high-margin, multi-year ceramic coatings.
Okay, so they have this incredibly specific, high-end clientele through these targeted environmental ads. But those clicks can't be cheap. If they are paying a premium to acquire these wealthy clients, how are they actually making any money?
It all comes down to unit economics, right? Let's break down the model numbers for MMD. The unit economics are where the backpack model truly shines. Because they operate out of a heavy-duty backpack and don't hold a commercial showpiece, their fixed costs are astonishingly low.
How low are we talking?
The financial models show fixed costs at roughly $520 a month. That covers their commercial liability insurance, their scheduling software, and basic administrative overhead.
$520 a month to break even. Most traditional detail shops probably pay 5 times that just for their monthly electricity bill to run their compressors and lights.
Easily.
And what about the variable cost per job?
Modeled at just $30 per detail, that covers the dilution of the polymer chemicals, the degradation of the microfibers, and fuel to get to the location.
So if they are charging a baseline of $250 for a standard job, the margins are huge. But I'm looking at this digital strategy, and they clearly don't settle for the standard $250 job. They're aggressively pushing the average order value up.
Yes. The goal is to push the average order value from that $250 baseline closer to $350 or more. And the way they do this is fascinating because it relies entirely on eliminating friction. They absolutely refuse to use a call for pricing model.
Which I appreciate because the moment a local business website tells me to call for a quote, I immediately click away and find someone with transparent pricing.
Most modern consumers do. Friction kills conversion. Instead, MMD's website uses interactive checkout toggles. When a customer selects their vehicle size online, they're presented with clear, condition-based surcharges they can easily toggle on.
Like what kind of surcharges?
Adding $35 to $75 for excessive pet hair removal. Adding $50 to $100 for heavy mud decontamination. By presenting these options transparently as toggle buttons at checkout, they increase the order value instantly.
Without requiring the technician to have a high-pressure, awkward sales conversation in the customer's driveway, it's totally frictionless. But even with a $350 order, those targeted Google ads we talked about can get really expensive. The reports indicate a potential customer acquisition cost, or CAC, of $125 just to get one new client through paid search. That still eats up a massive chunk of the profit margin.
It does, which is why MMD treats paid search as a temporary necessity, not a long-term strategy.
Go.
To combat that $125 C, they deploy a secondary, highly aggressive strategy called the doubly WOMI referral engine. Instead of continuously paying search engines for a click that might not even convert, they take that marketing budget and pay their own customers.
A dual-sided referral loop. How does the behavioral psychology of that actually work in practice?
It changes the customer's motivation from intrinsic to extrinsic. When MMD finishes a driveway detail, their platform automatically texts the client a digital voucher to share with their neighbors, offering the neighbor $20 off their first service.
And what does the original client get?
If the neighbor books the service, the original client gets a flat $20 cash payout or store credit.
Wait, a flat cash payout? Why cash instead of just a 10% discount on their next wash?
Because cash fundamentally changes the relationship. A discount feels like a coupon, you know?
Yeah.
It's passive. A cash payout turns your highly satisfied customer base into a localized commissioned sales force.
Oh, wow.
They are actively incentivized to drop that link in their neighborhood group chats and HOA message boards.
So they essentially drop their acquisition cost from $125 paid to Google down to just $20 paid directly back into their local community.
Yes, driven purely on successful performance.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, where does all this operational intensity actually lead? I mean, you've got the zero runoff backpack chemistry bypassing municipal laws. You have the environmental SEO targeting wealthy demographics, the frictionless dynamic pricing, the commissioned referral loop. What is the ultimate end game for a business running this efficiently?
The ultimate goal, according to the strategy documents, is the maintenance club. The holy grail of any service business is predictable recurring revenue. This entire algorithmic funnel we just discussed is designed to do one thing: convert a one-off, high-ticket restorative detail into a monthly subscription. Once MMD does that initial deep clean and paint decontamination, they lock the client into a bi-weekly or monthly maintenance wash schedule.
Because the car is already clean, the maintenance wash takes a fraction of the time, uses a fraction of the chemicals, but provides incredibly stable monthly cash flow. It's software as a service economics applied to washing cars.
Exactly. It completely stabilizes the business.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? It means the next time you book a local service, whether it's a mobile detailer, a plumber, or a landscaping crew, I want you to look closely at the experience.
Look for the hidden machinery.
Yeah, notice if there's a dynamic booking engine that doesn't require a phone call. Look for the specific environmental ad copy that drew you in, rather than just a generic billboard. Check for those condition-based toggles at checkout. Because you aren't just hiring a trade worker with a bucket and a hose anymore. You are interacting with a sophisticated, highly optimized algorithmic sales funnel designed to capture your attention and retain your business.
It leaves you with a rather provocative thought to mull over, really. If a local, eco-friendly auto detailing service requires dynamic API calendar integrations, highly localized environmental SEO, behavioral economic referral loops, and advanced polymer encapsulation chemistry just to legally and profitably wash a car in a driveway.
Yeah.
How long until every single personal interaction in our local economy is governed by this same level of venture capital style optimization?
That is a wild thought.
Are we watching the quiet death of the traditional neighborhood handyman replaced entirely by the algorithm?
A neighborhood where the duck isn't just paddling furiously under the water. It's being steered by a supercomputer. The bucket and the hose really are gone forever. Until next time, thanks for taking the deep dive with us.